trots back into the huddle. The center, first man to the line, that's number 55, Eric Peters.
Let's spread it out.
Two wide each way, working off the right hash in the shotgun. A little bit of a high snap, he brings it in, throws it downfield. It is caught at the 43, and he is dropped right at the spot. And we have a flag in the backfield. It is an 8-yard completion into the hands of Brendan Hamilton, brought down by Tanner Foley, but we have a flag, and it's more than likely against USA.
Absolutely, Clark. Travis Kreiderman's going to get nailed for roughing the passer. Not a wise decision on his part, but Sandon Cathrell, a very impressive situation there. The snap is over his head. He finds a way to corral the football and deliver it down the field
as
on the numbers. As a freshman, is right. Makes the throw for a positive gain. And Kreiderman's going to give him an extra, I think that's 15 yards on top of the result of the play. And that's going to flip the field here now. 28 seconds left. Cass City has a chance.
That's not the right spot they just gave them. And we have a timeout called by Cass City with 28 seconds left. It was a personal foul, roughing the passer. And Cass City calls a timeout, and they spotted the ball at the 46-yard line of USA. Timeout, Cass City, where are they obviously setting up?
Well, they're going to set up again. They set up with the spread on the last play. They're going to spread it out again. There's no reason not to. But Coach Cathrell got to calm down his team. The center's got to make a good snap. You can't have that ball flying over your head. Cathrell does a nice job to corral it, and I was even more impressed after that he was able to throw it complete down the field. But, again, penalties, Clark. They're always bad news, and in this case, it's a big personal foul on the USA defense. It wasn't a heinous act by any mean, but you can't knock down the quarterback after he delivered the football. It was very obvious in the middle of the field. And Cass City will see if they can take advantage.
I still can't figure out this spot. No math makes sense here. It should have been a 15-yard penalty. Is that, am I correct in saying that?
Personal fouls are 15s, right?
The line of scrimmage was at the 35. The pass and the completion was at the 46, and here they are at the 46 of USA. Spreading it out, man in motion, Nick Perry to the far sideline. Cathrell in the shotgun. Good snap, rolling to his left, looking to pass, lets us fly. He heard footsteps, had to let it go, hits the aimed at the feet of his intended receiver at the 37-yard line, and Max Slater for USA was bringing down Cathrell right before he got that pass out.
That was basically a throwaway, Clark. And Max Slater come around the left side untouched, and Cathrell had to roll away from him. But the issue there is, Clark, and a team that doesn't pass the football tend to make this mistake too often. He's a right-handed quarterback. The last thing you want him doing is rolling to his left and have to stop, turn his body, and throw the football down the field. Not too many guys around here anyways can do that. So that falls incomplete. 22 seconds left. Still only second down for Cass City. But the USA defense stands tall on that, wins that down.
It's USA.
And Cass City now. Look at this, Clark. They're going to go into the I formation.
And we have a delay of game. A delay of game against Cass City. So this will be pushing them back a few yards. And so this puts them back into Cass City territory. So instead of a 2nd and 10, it is a 2nd and 15 at the Kansas City 49-yard line. Still 22 seconds left. USA 18, Kansas City 14. 2nd and 15 to go for the Redhawks.
Well, the only thing I can think of, Clark, is that's a horrible penalty to take in this situation. The only thing I can think of is they changed formation. They went to that extended I formation, and I'm thinking there was some miscommunication between what play was being called. It's the only thing I can think of.
And the same formation, back to pass, looking to his right to fly, and it's out in the air, and it is nearly picked off by Hunter Bone at the 35-yard line. He threw into triple coverage intended for Brad Hacker, and Hunter Bone could not bring it in at the 35, and Cass City will get at least one more crack at this with 14 seconds left. USA still hanging on to that 4-point lead, 18-14. At midfield, the 49-yard line to be specific, for Cass City of their own territory.
Well, when you run a play from the wing tee or that tight I formation, there are very few receivers running routes, Clark, and Hunter Bone is on our side of the field here, and he's playing deep safety. And when he was playing deep safety, there was no one behind him. When that throw was released, he could break on the ball like an outfielder would, And he jumps to the ball and almost has an interception.
It's a pitch out to Brad Hacker out of the I formation. Has a lead blocker. Trying to go to that far sideline. Tackled inbounds at the 43-yard line. And with 5 seconds, 5 seconds left, a timeout is called by Cass City. Tackle made by USA's Blake Ryerson. After an 8-yard gain, sets up a fourth down and 7. USA obviously on fire. Electric sidelines at the moment. The entire student section on their feet, as is all night. And Cass City facing a fourth down and 7, 1 play to go.
Well, I think Cass City realized that they had too far to go. So let's run a play, get some positive yardage. They'll try to get it to the 40-yard line and see if we can't dial up one heroic pass play to the end zone and try and steal this game back. This is going to be the final play of the game, Clark. 5 seconds left. It's fourth down and 43 yards to pay dirt for Cass City. This is a big-time play. USA, got to imagine, Clark, I wouldn't be surprised if they line up three guys and set them up in the end zone right away. What else can you do? You know it's got to be a throw and probably a hook and ladder of some kind of lateral where you pitch it back to another guy. I don't think there's enough time, nor does Sandy Cathrell have the arm to throw it 40 yards in the air.
Working off the left hash, two wide each way, and we have a flag on the snap, and this is going to be a false start against Cass City. So this pushes them back another 5 yards, goes from a fourth and 6 to a fourth and 11, and they will start this one at the 47-yard line.
Again,
things starting to fall in place for USA.
They sure are. 5 yards, I guess, what's the difference? But you still have a long ways to go. It's going to take a miracle-type play if you're Cass City to win this game.
Fourth down and 12 to go for Cass City.
There wasn't really a play that happened. Don't they have to add some time onto the clock?
It did not move. It was still at 5 seconds.
It was down to two. They just fixed it.
Fourth and 12, and USA has four defensive backs at their own 30-yard line. Line of scrimmage is at the 48-yard line. Make that five defensive backs. Back to pass, two wide each way. Cathrell with time rolling to his left. No one open. Now lets us actually is going to be tackled inbounds. Game is over. USA comes from behind, and the Patriots are victorious. USA with their first playoff victory in over a decade. And USA goes on to the district finals as they take out Cass City 18-14 in quite the historic fashion as they take the go-ahead lead with just 38 seconds left in regulation. Final score, USA 18, Cass City 14.
Wow, what a finish here, Clark. Comes right down to the end just like we expected it. And the home team, the Greater Thumb West champions, prevail as they will move on to the district final in a well-fought game between USA and Cass City.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. We will have plenty of time to talk this one over, and we'll listen in for the post-game celebration here from the local USA fan base. Packed a complex all night tonight, and a great game we saw indeed. Final score, USA 18, Cass City 14 in District 7 football of the MHSA playoffs on the WLEW Sports Network. Hang tight, we'll be back.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Come to Moore Motors in Caro to see the largest selection of Ford F-150s ever. We have over 50 2016 F-150s on the lot at great savings. You could save over $13,000 on select F-150s. We also have a good selection of 2016 Ford Super Duties at huge savings. Hurry before they are all gone. Come see me, Todd Bauer.